Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Who is James Biden? It's a question that all of you need to be asking yourselves, and it's an important part of the puzzle between and part of the pie, part of the connection, part of the conspiracy, part of the Biden crime family. Without James Biden, would Hunter Biden have been doing all the business deals he was doing and bringing in all the money for the big guy? In fact, without the brain of James Biden, the brother of the president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, there's a very good chance that the Biden crime family wouldn't even exist. Now, we're about to expose for you who James Biden is. So please, number one, share this podcast. Number two, write us a 5-star review for exposing the Biden family so that this episode will be heard by more conservatives ahead of the midterms, because there's so many people that don't actually understand who James Biden is. The president's brother is now coming under major scrutiny. President Joe Biden's younger brother, James Biden, now is being looked at by Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who said, quote, the FBI possesses significant and voluminous evidence, meaning a massive amount of evidence of potential criminal conduct by James Biden, the president's brother. This on top of Hunter Biden's criminal activity. Grassley has sent a new letter to the Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI Director Christopher Wray, as well as the U.S. Attorney for Delaware, David Weiss, outlining the new allegations against the president's brother. Now, to understand the Biden crime family, you have to understand that James Biden was, in essence, the bag man for decades for the president of the United States of America. For decades, he was the one that you did the shady deals with. But then they saw an opportunity. They saw an opportunity to insulate themselves, protect themselves, and they exploited in a major way the addiction and the drug abuse and the drug use of Hunter Biden so that they had an alibi when he got busted. The alibi, very clear. The alibi was what? Well, he's an addict. We love our son. He's a great person. We love our nephew. He's a great person. He's overcome so much. You can't blame him for the shady, corrupt business dealings that he has done. Even Hunter Biden knew that his uncle and his father were taking advantage of him. How do we know this? From his own recordings on his laptop. He knew that they were exploiting him. He knew that he was the bag man. And he knew that they expected that there's a good chance at some point all of this would come out. But the alibi was he's an addict. James Biden was not an addict. James Biden, to our knowledge, is a very smart individual who understood the things that they could have Hunter Biden do, he could never do and get away with because he didn't have an alibi that he's an addict. Now, let me go back to another piece of audio. that I want to play for you. And this was just about a week ago. It's a really important piece of audio that I want you to hear. And it was about that Jake Tapper interview with Joe Biden, where he asked about the son, Hunter. And I want you to hear what he had to say and the response to it. Now, before I play that, I also want to tell you about TurtleBox. You may have seen the Houston Astros celebrating their big win in the locker room. They were moving on to the next round, getting one step closer to the World Series. And what was the team holding up in the air? They were holding up a TurtleBox. Now, I've been telling you about this TurtleBox. It is the loudest, truly portable, waterproof Bluetooth speaker on the market. The best part is it's loud. And if you don't believe me, look at the Astros celebration. You could hear the music. It was truly waterproof. You could see that in the pictures as well, because they were spraying champagne all over the place wearing their goggles. And it has an ultra long battery life. Plus, you can match it to your favorite collegiate color combinations. You can match the TurtleBox and the handle so that you can create your colors of the team that you love. Now, what is this perfect for? Fishing, hunting, tailgating, and backyard parties. It's the perfect tailgating sound system. So if you are looking for the coolest gift for the man in your life, for the outdoorsman in your life, you got to check out TurtleBox. Go online to TurtleBoxAudio.com. That's TurtleBoxAudio.com. Use the promo code Ben, and you'll get $20 off and free shipping. Check it out, TurtleBoxAudio.com, promo code Ben. Now, I want you to listen to this audio. Question was asked, why didn't Jake Tapper ask Hunter Biden about his drug addiction and the foreign interests that were clamoring at his door that his son was doing every deal he could with foreign governments and foreign interests? Listen to this.
Overall, I think Jonathan Turley asked a great question. Quote, if Hunter was a hopeless addict, incapable of criminal intent or sound decision-making, why were foreign interests clamoring at his door to give him millions of dollars as a board member, lawyer, or consultant? I would have liked to have heard Jake Tapper ask the president about that or the fentanyl crisis that's killing 300 Americans a day on average due to overdoses. But of course, we didn't get those questions because we don't want to make the president uncomfortable or anything on national television. Now, do we, Jake?
Now, you got to go back to the interview. Jake Tapper has. He had an awesome opportunity to really show that he's a real journalist by doing a follow-up or asking a tough question of the president. He didn't. In fact, the entire conversation about Hunter Biden in a sit-down interview was about 25 seconds.
The prosecutors think they have enough to charge your son Hunter for tax crimes and a false statement about a gun purchase. Personally and politically, how do you react to that?
Well, first of all, I'm proud of my son. This is a kid who got, not a kid, he's a grown man. He got hooked on, like many families have had happen, hooked on drugs. He's overcome that. He's established a new life.
That's it. We're going to move on. We covered the question, zero follow-up, which brings us back to James Biden. President Joe Biden's younger brother, James Biden, is now coming under major scrutiny based on recent protected disclosures to my office. Grassley writes to the Attorney General Merrick Garland, to the FBI Director Christopher Wray, and the U.S. Attorney for Delaware David Weiss, this: the FBI has within its possession significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter Biden and James Biden, Grassley wrote in his new letter. He cited a summary of an FBI interview with Hunter Biden's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, in which Bobulinski stated that Hunter and James Biden created a business arrangement with foreign nationals connected to the Chinese Communist government while Joe Biden was the vice president. That work remained intentionally uncompensated, quote unquote, while Joe Biden was the vice president, Grassley is now accusing in his letter to the FBI, the DOJ, and the Attorney General. After he left office, the summary makes clear that Hunter Biden and James Biden worked with CEFE and affiliated individuals to compensate them for back pay, basically, for past work and past benefits. Grassley is now accusing the Biden crime family. He's referring to the now defunct CEFE China Energy Company. We also, from this letter, Grassley accuses Hunter Biden, James Biden, and their business associates of creating a joint venture that would serve as a vehicle to accomplish that financial compensation. So let's just step back. And again, please grab our podcast and share this on every social media site you are on, because this is massive. What Grassley is saying is, I have the evidence. I've seen it. I know what you guys have been hiding at the FBI and the DOJ. And I know you haven't been pursuing this because you know how damning it is to the Biden crime family. That's number one. Number two, okay, and this is also very important. What Grassley is saying is, not only are you hiding this information, but you now know that there was a pay-to-play scheme that was going on when he was the sitting vice president, but the money, the compensation was purposely held, okay? Was purposely held so that you wouldn't get paid, meaning Joe Biden, James Biden, and Hunter Biden wouldn't get paid until after the vice president left office. And as soon as he left, then they went for their compensation. It was already agreed to, whatever the number was. The deal was already agreed to. But what they said was, hey, we can't take the cash until he leaves the vice presidency. He can't take the benefits. We can't take the benefits in this business transaction that we've already done until after the Biden-Obama administration, or I should say Obama-Biden administration, walks out the front door when Donald Trump takes over. And as soon as that happens, we will happily take payment. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. If you are ready to have an impact every time that you use your phone, and I'm talking about having an impact by supporting First and Second Amendment rights, supporting the rights of the unborn, and fighting back every time you make a phone call, you need to know about Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative Christian mobile phone provider. And they are using your phone bill when you pay it every month to actually fight for conservative causes while saving you money. Now, this isn't any extra or add-on to your bill. They take a portion of your bill every month and they give it back to fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has now been attacked by the big media. Big tech is now coming after them, and that's why I want you to support them. If you want an affordable plan and you want to get the same great coverage you have right now, switch to Patriot Mobile. You're going to save money, and they use the same exact towers you're using right now. It's an affordable plan for you and your family, or even your business or small business. They offer the same nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use the same towers. If you haven't found out about Patriot Mobile, check them out. PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson. That's PatriotMobile.com/Ferguson, or call them 972-PATRIOT. You'll get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. 972-PATRIOT. Check them out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, you think about what this means. This was a conspiracy to commit crimes exploiting your position of power and selling out the United States of America. Grassley writes, after he left office, the summary makes clear that Hunter Biden and James Biden worked with CEFE. They worked and they had individual compensation for them. They had the work that they did while they were in office or while he was the vice president, and the benefit was to be paid after they left the White House and the vice presidential residence. And as soon as they left, everything they were promised, from what we understand, was taken care of. They got their financial compensation. Now, the joint vehicle for all of this, the venture for all of this, was called CineHawk. We know this because Tony Bobulinski was the whistleblower. Grassley also now has the documents. Grassley said it was owned 50% by OneIDA is the name of the holding company, and 50%, the other 50, by Hudson West. That according to the summary. We know that there were, in that one company, OneIDA, it comprised of five, listen carefully, evenly divided LLCs, one for each business associate. That included Hunter Biden and James Biden. Now on Twitter, Grassley questioned the response of the FBI and the Justice Department. What have the FBI and the Justice Department, to include the U.S. Attorney Weiss, done to investigate? ? Grassley wrote. Transparency brings accountability. Now, Republicans have obviously pledged to investigate Biden and now clearly his family if they win the House majority in the November midterms. They have been focusing on Hunter Biden, whose history of drug abuse and an ongoing investigation into his tax affairs have made him a frequent target. But the point that Grassley is making now is it may not be all about Hunter Biden. Many questions need to be asked about James Biden, because he seems to be kind of the kingpin under Joe Biden. Many Americans are less likely to be familiar with James Biden, Grassley says. Now, both the president and Hunter Biden have spoken about their close relationship to their uncle and brother. Even as recently as Sunday, the president described his brother, who goes by Jim and Jimmy, as my best friend, my buddy, quote unquote. James Biden has been by his brother's side at every critical juncture in his personal and political life. How do we know this? Because Joe Biden said so in 2020 during an interview. According to the article, he has been a nightclub owner, an insurance broker, a political consultant, a political fundraiser, a startup investor, and a construction company executive. One hell of a career, right? Or maybe it's just all these careers were perfectly timed to exploit the power that his brother had. Now, he's also been accused of repeatedly trading on Joe Biden's name to advance his business ventures. How do we know this? Well, let's just go to the Washington Post, hardcore liberal newspaper. They describe James Biden as a, quote, protector, quote unquote, in the Biden family. In a report earlier this year, calling him, quote, the one who made sure the machinery ran while his brother soared. The newspaper also reported, again, this is the Washington Post, liberal, that he has walked up to ethical lines his brother has avoided. This is the Washington Post saying this, and has a history of business dealings that have sometimes resulted in lawsuits, recrimination, or bankruptcy. I'm the guy who assists in everything. When it comes to my family, I try to be as supportive as I can, James Biden told the Washington Post. But this notion of the fixer, he said, or any reference that has a negative connotation is offensive, the brother said. The notion I am some underworld figure and I am a fixer or the cleaner or I'm this or that. I'm a very concerned family member who tries to protect my family in every way I can. And what is a very ethical way? That was the official response from James Biden. Now, an attorney representing James Biden was also contacted by Newsweek about these business deals and about what Chuck Grassley is now accusing him of. The White House has also been contacted for comment, and guess what happened? No one responded. Couldn't see that one coming. Now, Joe Biden may have been involved in Hunter's criminal conduct as well. This coming from a whistleblower. Now, Biden rushed to his son's Hunter's defense in a recent interview because there's no downside, right? He's an addict. You have your alibi. But what happens when it's your brother who's not an addict? We also have a news story that is broken that Hunter Biden was linked to real estate firm, got at least $100 million from Russian oligarchs, a new whistleblower is saying. And Representative Comer is now backing a panel to probe the FBI and Hunter Biden, as well as James Biden. This all because of the ex-FBI agent, Timothy Tebow, who is now officially refusing to cooperate with the House GOP. Now, let me go back to President Biden. President Biden may have been involved in a potential criminal conduct committed by his first son, Hunter Biden, and his first brother, James Biden. That's in essence what Senator Chuck Grassley has charged in a letter now to the top law enforcement. The October the 13th letter to the Attorney General, the FBI Director, and Delaware U.S. Attorney obtained by the Washington Examiner shows that he is accusing the Bureau of a pattern and practice of political decisions citing FBI whistleblower allegations. The FBI has within its possession a series of documents relating to information on a guy by the name of Zochetsky. He's the owner of Burisma, the letter states, and his business and financial associations with Hunter Biden. The documents in the FBI's possession include specific details with respect to conversations by non-government individuals related to potential criminal conduct by Hunter Biden. Grassley writes in the letter, these documents also indicate that Joe Biden was aware of Hunter Biden's business arrangements and may have been involved in some of them. Grassley did not elaborate on the context of the documents. Now, the founder of Burisma Holdings and the former Ukrainian Minister of Natural Resources has a long list of corruption accusations against him. How bad? Well, look at Britain. Britain authorities seized $23 million from the founder of Burisma Holdings in 2014. $23 million, folks, alleging that the Burisma founder had been corruptly misappropriated. According to Politico, before a judge ruled the following year that the man could get his money back because he was not under investigation by Ukrainian prosecutors after the Ukrainian prosecutor that was investigating him was fired when Hunter Biden, I guess, told his dad, make sure you get the guy fired and hold American resources until they fire him. Now, let me also say, and I'm going to talk to my producer here. Diaz, will you grab that audio? It's so important now to put it in context of the president, then the vice president, right? Threatening Ukraine, saying, if you don't fire the prosecutor that's investigating my son's company, which, again, would mean this money, the $23 million seized by British authorities, would go back to the guy. He made all this happen, folks. That's what we now know from these new allegations. And the judge had to give the money back that the British authorities seized, the $23 million, to the founder of Burisma because, quote, he was not under investigation by Ukrainian prosecutors. Now, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine accused Burisma Holdings of corruption and slammed the Ukrainian prosecutor's office for helping the Burisma founder get his millions back by writing a letter to the British judge. When that founder of Burisma hired Hunter Biden to sit on Burisma's board of directors for a reported $1 million a year salary in 2014, many State Department officials raised major red flags and concerns about the issue. We also know that earlier this year, a classified email from George Kent, the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine in 2016, was revealed, in which Kent said, quote, the real issue to my mind was that someone in Washington needed to engage the Vice President Biden quietly and say that his son Hunter's presence on the Burisma board undercut the anti-corruption message the VP and we were advancing in Ukraine. Which brings me to that audio of Joe Biden bragging about getting the prosecutor fired who was investigating his son's company. Listen carefully.
I remember going over convincing our team, or there's two, convincing us that we should be providing for loan guarantees. And I went over, I guess, the 12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference. Said, "No," I said, "I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you the $1 billion." They said, "You have no authority. You're not the president." The president said, "I said, call him." I said, "I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion." I said, "You're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here." And I think it was what, 6 hours. I looked. I said, "I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money." Well, son of a bitch, got fired, and they put in place someone who was solid.
Well, not only was his son making money off this, the Burisma founder was getting his money back, millions and tens of millions, right? 20 million plus from UK. Pretty brilliant deal, right? All to just put him on the board for $1 million. Like, this is amazing. We also know that Hunter Biden's real estate company received more than $100 million from Russian oligarch for investments. We've just learned about that. $100 million. I need to tell you about my good friends at Legacy Precious Metals. If you're paying attention, you've seen that the stock market has been plummeting. Many economists are predicting this is just the beginning, and we could see a market pullback well into 2023. If that happens, you're going to see tremendous losses in your portfolio. Many of you have already seen those losses. That is where there's an upside with gold. In the 2008 crash, when the market dipped, gold went up. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust when investing in gold and precious metals. They can advise you on whether gold is right for you, whether it becomes part of your retirement account or having physical metals shipped directly to you. When it comes to your finances, you want to act before it's too late. Be informed on your options. Legacy Precious Metals expert team can answer all your questions. So call Legacy Precious Metals today. 866-751-2218. That's 866-751-2218. Or you can even download their comprehensive gold guide at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to go back to this classified email real quick from George Kent, right? This is the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine in 16. And he said, we had a real problem. Quote, Ukrainians heard one message from us, and then they saw another set of behavior with a family association with a known corrupt figure whose company was known for not playing by the rules in the oil and gas sector. Kent added, referring to the head of Burisma. And then the vice president's son, and then the vice president's all of a sudden in charge of policy in Ukraine. This is a problem. Grassley has now gone on in his letter to accuse the FBI of not properly examining significant impactful and voluminous evidence in the investigation. He says, based on the whistleblowers, right, based on the allegations, it is unclear whether the FBI followed normal investigative procedure to determine the truth and accuracy of the investigation or shut down investigative activity based on improper disinformation claims in advance of the 2020 election, just as it did with Hunter Biden information that I wrote you about on July the 25th of 2022. Senator goes on to write, it is also unclear whether the U.S. Attorney Weiss has performed his own due diligence on these and related allegations, Grassley also says. Now, the senator also wrote what whistleblowers have told his office about that information on the Bidens' alleged pay-to-play efforts in China, provided to the FBI by former Hunter Biden businessman Tony Bobulinski, who has all of the emails and text messages to back it all up. He said that Bobulinski is substantial, his information, and that it's unclear how closely the FBI examined the evidence before they decided to discount it as misinformation. The senator says the information provided by Bobulinski formed a sufficient basis to open a full field investigation on pay-to-play grounds. Obviously, pay-to-play would be the Bidens that are doing the pay-to-play scheme. However, it is unclear whether the FBI did so and whether the information is part of the ongoing criminal investigation by the U.S. Attorney David Weiss, Grassley says in his letter. In other words, he's saying, I have people running to me now because they feel confident that Republicans are going to win in November. And when we do, they want us to have this information from day one. He's bringing it up now because he knows that they can hit the ground running if Republicans win back the House. That's what this is all about, right, by the way. They're laying it out there saying you guys were so shady and so corrupt at the deep state that you knew that there were people that did things that were against the law and you purposely didn't just look the other way. You buried it so that there wouldn't be an investigation. In other words, you were a part of the conspiracy to cover it up. The information, quote, provided by Bobulinski formed a sufficient basis not only to open the investigation, but they said that then Hunter and James Biden reportedly received millions of dollars from the Chinese energy company CEFE, China Energy, through numerous business deals, and all the money started flowing after Joe Biden left office. They were just getting back pay for what he did when he was the vice president. Joe Biden has repeatedly denied ever speaking with Hunter about his foreign business interests, but a trove of evidence from the first son's abandoned laptop clearly contradicts that assertion. Grassley has previously released whistleblower claims alleging that evidence against Hunter Biden was incorrectly, purposely labeled as disinformation within the FBI. The letter was sent 1 week after the Washington Post reported that federal agents believe they have enough evidence to charge the 52-year-old Hunter Biden with tax crimes, as well as lying about his drug abuse on a federal gun purchase form. Now, this isn't all that has come out from Grassley. There's also this other part that apparently Hunter Biden obtained a $40 million real estate deal with a Russian billionaire while Joe Biden was the vice president. Hunter Biden, and again, this is new information, reached a $40 million real estate deal in 2012 with a Russian billionaire and wife of the former mayor of Moscow. Now, this is more money than we ever knew about, so you understand. This all happened while President Joe Biden was the acting vice president. This massive deal, a $40 million real estate deal, is connected to a previously reported $3.5 million fee that she paid to Hunter's real estate entity to access the American business market. The Daily Mail reported Monday from documents obtained by an anti-corruption group. called Asset Recovery. The $40 million real estate deal was structured as part of a pooled real estate fund to be allocated into long-term investments that Hunter identified as profitable in the United States. Such investment vehicles are common among sophisticated investors and experienced fund managers. Now, due to the complexity of a fund's transactions in this type of deal, just so you know, the entity is often subject to stringent disclosures with government oversight agencies. That's because it's very risky, right? It's very unique. Hunter's overall acquisition plan included acquiring 7 office buildings throughout Texas, Colorado, Alabama, New Mexico, and Oklahoma with $52 million in cash and $160 million in leverage. The Daily Mail is now reporting. Hunter's real estate fund, Rosemont Realty, had apparently raised a total of $69.7 million to invest into 1.2 million square feet of office space. Hunter's firm put $15 million of its own money inside the fund, and it's unknown where Hunter's business firm obtained such a large amount of money, a large sum of cash to invest within this complex investment scheme. That is what Grassley is now getting to look into. Now, the Daily Mail put it out there saying exclusive leaked emails reveal that Hunter Biden's real estate company received $40 million investment from the Russian oligarch. So you understand how shady and corrupt this Russian oligarch is. They are basically best friends and business partners with Vladimir Putin for decades. That's how he became the mayor of Moscow. The corruption among these oligarchs is on a scale that you couldn't even imagine, just so you know, in this country. The $40 million that Baturina invested into the fund reportedly flowed from a Swiss company she owned named Intico Management AG, which is a, quote, plastics and construction giant that made her and her Russian oligarch husband the richest woman she became in Russia in 2012. That according to Forbes. Rosemont Realty, that company owned by James and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, has entered into property acquisition contracts for more than $212 million. Hunter's prospectus read from these new leaked emails. That according to screenshots that were actually given to the Asset Recovery and exposed in this new filing. In 2015, just so you know, these oligarchs were actually photographed with Hunter and then Vice President Joe Biden at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C. One of the 17 different instances that Joe Biden has been involved in the Biden family corruption business. Miranda Devine, you may remember, who wrote the book, if you haven't read it yet, you should, Laptop from Hell. She is the one that broke that the photos appear to have been taken at Cafe Milano showing then the VP Biden with 2 Kazakhstani guests from Hunter Biden's 2015 dinner to introduce his clients to his dad. These oligarchs were giving them insane amounts of cash. And the entire time, they knew what the plan was. Quote, the managing partners will receive a total investment of $69 million from the partners, a Russian translation of the prospectus read. The managing general partner will invest at least $15 million of share capital on the same terms as all partners in the investment partnership, the prospectus reads. The fresh reporting of a Biden family business venture during the time Joe Biden was vice president raises new questions of whether or not Hunter was selling influence to the White House in order to obtain such large amounts of infused cash from shady businessmen around the world. Such complicated investment schemes, quote, are typically performed by experienced fund managers and with investors who feel comfortable with the fund's manager's experience and historic returns, both of which things Hunter Biden didn't have. Now, 2 years after the real estate deal in 2014, Batarina was living in the United Kingdom with her late husband, a one-time mayor of Moscow, who was accused of real estate corruption. Batarina and her husband immigrated to Great Britain in 2011 after her husband was dismissed from public office by former Russian President Medvedev as part of a public corruption probe. The former mayor, in particular, was accused of using his office when he was the mayor to approve more than 20 massive real estate projects that were all linked to his wife's business interests. That according to the Homeland Security Committee. So let's go back to Hunter. Hunter received $3.5 million in a wire transfer in 2014 from Batarina, according to a 2020 report by Senate Republicans. This revealed her involvement with Hunter. It was a major financial relationship, and Hunter's real estate venture was occurring while Hunter sat on the board of Burisma and reportedly collected millions of dollars. Nothing to see here, though, right? This is totally normal. Please take everything I just told you and share this. Share this podcast. Put it on every social media site you have. Please write us a 5-star review for exposing this corruption so that more people will actually get to hear this story. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's 4patriots.com/Ben.